went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagold.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. Hopefully the power will hold out because we're in the middle of a pretty bad thunderstorm here in our super secret recording or broadcasting location. Tonight's show, we're going to be talking about the latest news from the Gold Cup, the Under-20 World Cup, the transfer market, and if you've not heard, this tragic story from Brazil where a player and a referee were both murdered during an amateur match. We'll talk about that with Dick Howard. In the second part of the show, we'll have Webster's Mike Reedy of the Rochester Rhinos with us, and also on the left coast, Mexican international Veronica Perez of the Western New York Flash. Mike Lewis will probably not be joining us tonight as he's at Red Bull Arena right now covering the Gold Cup doubleheader that's taking place tonight. And joining us now, I didn't expect him, but we're always happy to have him here in live and in person, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Well, let me tell you this, Andrew. It was difficult coming to this secret location because, unfortunately, I got caught in the tremendous downpour. The streets are flooded. The manholes are coming up, believe it or not. And my little car just was in jeopardy of getting inundated and pushed back by the water. So it's pretty bad outside in a certain area of our city, but I'm glad to be here with you to talk soccer.
That's right. We have a lot to talk about. I want to say this segment of the show is brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Enzo Scolo. Give him a call at 244-2130, or you can go visit him on the web at scoloinsuranceagencies.com, and Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O.
And he's a tremendous insurance guy. He's vibrant, and he's the kind of guy that he examines all your needs, and he sells you what you need, not what they want to make.
And he's a big soccer supporter, right. Of course, member of the Italian-American Sport Club.
And he's a player himself, so he understands soccer, and he understands people as well. So.
And speaking of the sport club, something we haven't really talked about, but I want to bring it up since, Joe, you and I are still having this first segment alone, is there's a big anniversary coming up this year, the 50th anniversary of the Italian-American Sport Club winning the U.S. Amateur Cup in 1963, the catalyst that really started pro soccer in Rochester.
That's exactly, Andrew. That's where soccer really began. Their winning the championship brought the desire to go further with the soccer in Rochester, and there was a group of people that put their money up front, and we went in the American Soccer League, and from there we went to the North American Soccer League, and that's how soccer started. So there is a lot of tradition, there's a lot of humility, and a lot of for those guys, because they were the pioneers. I mean, they don't go around bragging about nothing. They made no money. They played for the love of the sports. They paid their own way to many, many places they went to. So, I look back on those days, and now I look at the day of today. Today the game is played for money. It's very, very few people that play, professionally, that they're playing for the love of the sports. They happen to be involved in soccer, but the money is what dictates their desire, and rightfully so. I mean, I just I'm not against the what's happening today, but I look back and say how soccer really started in Rochester, and we owe a lot to those people that sacrificed their work, that sacrificed their family, and they did what they did.
And we, of course, a number of the men are in the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame, and deservedly so, of course, including, you know, you yourself were involved in it back in those days as well.
I was lucky, Andrew, back in 1966, you know, that's how I got involved in soccer. I went, I used to follow the team, and then I had training in sports medicine, and I got involved with them, and then I went with the Lancers, and then I went with the Flash.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
This is the Rochester Flash. There was actually a team, in case you didn't know, called the Rochester Flash.
Yeah.
It was a men's team. There wasn't a women's team back in the early 80s, but it's that team after the Lancers folded. They were in existence for 3 years, and Joe was involved with the team at that time, and they played in the American Soccer League, and They did the best they could, you know. It was a tough road to hoe because everyone was used to the level of play of the NASL, and you know, we dropped basically down a level. But the players came, because of Ajax came to play in Rochester against the Flash, and the Chinese national team played against the Flash.
You know, Andrew, with all the respect to soccer today, because that's what it is, but. Excuse me. When you talk about soccer, and for those who understand the game, okay, and if you just go back, the like of Pelé, the like of Beckenbauer, the like of Cruyff, the like of Giorgio Chinaglia, the like of Bobby Moore, all those people were in Rochester one way or the other. We had a tremendous European team, just like they are now, that they are touring the country, and they're touring the country because they're making money. And, you know, they just keep their players, you know, their players active. And we saw the best of the best soccer, the best of the best player coming to Rochester. And, you know, today we have digressed a little bit because we don't have those opportunities to see big team come to Rochester. Last time I remember that we had a team in Rochester was Catanzaro, I believe. Okay, well, and
actually, I remember. It's interesting that the connection is that Roma played here against the Rochester Lancers, and of course, Roma is playing the MLS All Stars later in July in the All Star game. So they played actually Roma, the great team, played right here at Hollander Stadium.
Exactly.
I think they won the game too, but they said that they had gave a lot of credit to the Lancers and the organization.
And you're looking back with Gino Lollobrigida over here. Can you imagine that?
Even bigger than that, Chelsea played here at one time.
Yeah.
Before they were the global team.
Not bigger than Gino Lollobrigida.
Well, depending on what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the beauty.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah. I think the ladies would say the Chelsea players are pretty good looking as well. But this is the history of soccer, and Joe, there's something going to be planned to celebrate the anniversary of the championship team.
You and I are going to be part of it. We're going to... At least going to help with, letting the word out that this is happening. There is a committee of people that are planning the event. It's going to be at the Italian-American Sports Co-op at 1250 Buffalo Road. I'm sure that they're going to have tremendous food. They're going to have a little wine, a little this, a little that. So, I don't know how much they're charging yet. They're planning to charge, but whatever they charge, the food is great. It's going to be great.
That's right. And if you want to go see how great the food is, this Thursday, there's a lunch at the sport club, as they do every other Thursday. I'm going to be there this time. I got my meeting rescheduled that prevents me from going, so I'm going to be there to enjoy the food, the camaraderie, and the big shots that come, especially Joe Sirianni, of course.
Well, you know, it's a big affair. I mean, if you're a member of the club, you're a guest of the club. If you're not a member of the club and you want to attend, there is a small fee that you have to pay. But, that's a gratitude that's given back to the membership. So if you and your wife and your kids can go free, if you bring guests, then you got to pay, I think it's a minimal amount for each guest. And they're going to have beer, they're going to have pasta. They're going to have
not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
But it's always a delicious meal with appetizers and a buffet. It's a great event, and it's in the Tan American Sport Club, 1250 Buffalo Road. It starts about 11:30. People start gathering, and they serve the lunch.
Exactly. So, and there is another thing, Andrew, that as long as we talk about Italian food and Italian ethics, there is July 19, 20, and 21. At Manitou Road, that Frank Dimino Way, we have the Italian America Festa. And of course, you know, there is great entertainment, big name entertainment over there. And that's for 3 days. So, you know, there is the entrance fee is $5. And for $5, you get to listen to all the good music. You got Ruby Shoe, you got Ernie Capone, you got Formula Band, you got other Italian band. So if you have the time, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 19, 20, and 21. So we're at 150 Frank Dimino Way off of Manitou Road, and we'd love to have you.
You should let the Flash know. They're going to be home by then. Maybe we can get some players to come down. I know there's a couple of Italians on that team.
And I'm sure that they're going to communicate with them, as well as the Rhinos.
Well, the Rhinos are playing on that Friday, and then they have to go to Montreal, so I don't know what their schedule is. But we certainly want to invite everyone to come down and enjoy some great Italian hospitality, play some bocce, and soccer's not the only sport played in Italy.
We have, actually, talking about bocce, we have a tournament of bocce players. All the money that is raised go to Camp Good Days for charity. And so if you're a bocce player and you're interested to play and donate your money, so just contact the community center, 594-8882. 594-8882.
Yeah, and I know the president personally, so so we definitely, it's gonna be a great time. And again, keep your calendars open for, I believe it's gonna be in September. Will be the September October will be the time for the dinner, to honor the 50th anniversary of the Italian American Sport Club winning the U.S. Amateur Cup. And again, some of those guys on that team were original members of the Rochester Lancers, the foundation of the sport. Now we have 3 professional teams here, so this is still the capital of soccer in Rochester, in the United States, no matter what anybody else says. But we're going to talk about not just Rochester tonight, we're talking about international soccer as we always do. And next up, we'll be joined by Dick Carlers. A lot of news going on. We'll talk about all of that, including we'll talk about this incredible, unbelievable story out of Brazil that has made headlines now all over the world. We'll talk about that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, right here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash finished their important 4-match road trip this weekend. The Flash visit the Seattle Reign on Thursday for a 10 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and then face Alex Morgan and the Portland Thorns on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the matches online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium on Sunday, July 21st, as they host first-place Sky Blue FC with kickoff at 1:30 p.m. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Oliva welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Oliva, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Oliva, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos return to Salem Stadium this Friday night at 7:35 for a critical match against the undefeated Richmond Kickers. Come celebrate Christmas in July at the stadium on Friday. There will be Christmas decor, a Christmas cookie eating contest, and pictures with Santa. Bring a toy to donate to the children of the Hillside Family of Agencies and receive a $5 ticket to the match. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. U.S. National Team in action in the Gold Cup. Get your U.S. National Team gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Go visit Tony and Michelle. Tell them you heard about it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Be decked out to support the U.S. in the Gold Cup. Dick, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Andrew. A little bit disappointed, and you can understand why.
Yes, Joe is actually here with us. So.
Yeah, I can understand, Dick, why would you be disappointed. I don't know what happened to Canada. But I don't know what happened to Mexico either.
That goal that Martinique scored, though, was just a blaze. I mean, Dino Zoff couldn't have stopped that shot. It was just a perfect rocket from 30 yards, but very disappointing result, especially knowing that Canada now they're going to have a new coach coming up after the Gold Cup to get ready for, I guess, the 2018 World Cup.
It certainly was a tremendous goal. It reminded me of a TFC game because they have a habit of giving up goals late in the game, and of course that one was well into injury time, but a superb strike. And Martinique were full value for their win. You know, Canada had a couple of chances early on, but overall you have to give a lot of credit to the Martinique players, especially difficult conditions, 90 degrees plus, and certainly they were full value for their victory in the end.
Well, the coach, the Martinique coach, really praised the the Canadian coach really plays the Martinique players, you know, for the effort that they played the full 95 minutes, whatever that was.
Exactly. And it would be disappointing, Joe, because the coach of the Canadian team, Colin Miller, who's the coach at FC Edmonton, when he pulled on a national team jersey, you know, he gave 110%. I'm sure he'll be very disappointed and discouraged by the performance of several of the players in the game. But having said that, a lot of them were in pre-season. The conditions were not ideal. They were certainly more favorable to Martinique. And in the end, you have to give credit where it's due. But I know Colin will be very disappointed with that. And hopefully the Canadian team can bounce back in the next game, of course, up against Mexico, who are shocked today, you know, with that result against Panama. But again, let's give credit where credit's due. You know, Panama are coming on in leaps and bounds, and I think we'll certainly qualify for next year's World Cup.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that, but, I mean, De La Torre has got to be hanging by a thread right now. I mean,
Chepo is in trouble, yeah.
If Canada can pull off a result, and the game's going to be in Seattle, so certainly there'll be some Canadian fans there to support the Maple Leafs. It's going to be... It may be the end, I think, for De La Torre. If he doesn't make out of the group stage, I mean, this is the number. Mexico's the defending champions in the Gold Cup. Of course, they do not have any of their star players with them. They don't have, you know, the Chicharito or Dos Santos or any of the first-team players, but still.
You know, some of the players that played in the Olympics, you know, that Olympic goal-winning team, so they still got some experience. But as you say, a lot of people are saying the B team. But having said that, given the strength of Mexican football over the years, their B team is often the equal of many other countries' A teams.
That's very true. And mentioned that Mike Lewis is over at Red Bull Arena tonight covering the Group C match. It's actually Group B, I think it is. El Salvador against Trinidad and Tobago at 7 o'clock. And then Haiti against Honduras at 9:30. Should be some good action there. United States opens up tomorrow against Belize. It should be hopefully a very easy game for the United States. You'd expect that. Belize certainly not one of the power teams in CONCACAF. That's at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Genwell Field in Portland. There'll be a huge crowd there, certainly to support the U.S. The opener, very interesting, Costa Rica against Cuba. And again, I don't know, Dick, if you've heard, what's the over-under on number of defections for the Cubans this time around?
It's certainly been the case, hasn't it? Hopefully all the players will decide to stay and play, but yeah, it has been a feature, unfortunately, of recent Gold Cup tournaments, the defection of some of the players from the Cuban team.
Well, I'd say it is, but, you know, sometimes there's this, it's amazing I'm saying this. There are some things more important than soccer. One of them is freedom.
Well, let's talk about, you know, not only important in soccer, just what happened with the tragedy of the referees killing somebody. You know, killing a player.
This is just unfathomable to think about this happening. This is not some backwards country someplace in the world. This is Brazil. This is the country that's going to host the World Cup and the Olympic Games. And, Dick, I'm sure, let me just make sure, you have heard this story, correct?
You fill me in, you know, with your horrific account of what happened in this game. It's beyond belief.
Well, Joe is leaving us now. I don't think he wants to talk about people being drawn and quartered. But by the way, look that up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to go into gory detail of what happened here. But basically, the story is this was an amateur match that took place in a small town in Brazil. I mean, we talk about amateur. You're talking about there were officials there, security guards.
Maranhão in the north part of Brazil, yeah.
Right. So there was a... The referee was a 20-year-old Otavio Joao da Silva, and he expelled or gave a red card to Josmir Santos Abreu, who was 31 years old. I guess there was an argument, there was fisticuffs, and then, incredibly, the referee took a knife out of his pocket and stabbed Abreu in the chest, and he died on the way to the hospital. There were relatives of Abreu in the stands. They saw what happened. They rushed the field, took this referee into custody. They tied him in custody. I'll say that's mildly. They tied him up. They hit him over the head with a bottle of rum with a spike in it. And then he was killed. And then they proceeded to draw and quarter him, and I will not go into further detail, but just say this is something you see in medieval times, not in 2015.
Horrific, and Andrew. The question I asked, though, you know, first of all, why was the referee carrying a knife?
They're trying to figure that out, too.
You've got your pencil and your cards, and that's it, you know, and your stopwatches. So that's the first question. Then, of course, what comes into the situation is that some of the people involved in the tragedy were on drugs. And again, you know, if you're on drugs, you should certainly not be in attendance at soccer games because it can influence your actions. So several unanswered questions, but a tragic state of affairs, and you hate to see it. And given that there's hundreds of thousands of games being played around the world, but that tragic incident is one, obviously, that will get into the papers, and it's certainly... with FIFA, who do so much, you know, you saw in the Confederations Cup, in the Gold Cup, the captains reading out the declarations prior to the game against violence and racism and so on. It really is horrific when we hear of those kinds of incidents happening.
They have arrested Luis Moraes Souza, 27. He's the person who, I guess, hit the referee over the head with the bottle of rum. And his brother, Francisco, Souza's brother, Francisco, is still at large. They're also looking for him as well. But, I mean, obviously this has gotten out into the news outside of sport. And, you know, we here on our show, we talk about news and we try to take any kind of, you know, soccer bashing out of it, because I think some of the people who will report this would just blame soccer, which is this nothing like this has ever heard ever happened in any kind of nothing like this. This is crazy. I mean, and for Brazil to be blamed for this and possibly saying they may lose the World Cup, I can't see that happening, because
this was an amateur match.
This was far in the outreach. And then they say that the people involved were from neighboring towns, not from the actual town where the match was played. So I got a feeling that there was more to this than meets the eye. There may have been some gang situations here that could possibly have been involved.
No, it's certainly, as you mentioned, and, you know, with regards to actions and sanctions following this, hopefully the Brazilian Federation will launch an inquiry into this horrific incident, and hopefully there will be some positive results from that. But it certainly is an isolated incident. Yes, there are actions and violence that we know has happened over the years, but usually that's been off the field as opposed to on the field. And when you hear of this incident, it really does make you think, you know, with regards to respect for players and officials. And it was horrific just reading the account that you sent to me.
It certainly was. And just seeing, I saw it first on the Drudge Report, where I see most of my news, and I just saw, you know, referee, I won't say what was done to him, but let's just say his body will not be recognizable. Let's put it that way. But let's talk about something that's a little more upbeat, because there were some great in the Under-20 World Cup, Dick, there were some incredible matches this past week in the quarterfinals, some incredible results too, and Iraq in the semifinals with that unbelievable win over South Korea. Just is it's a feel good story to see, you know, a country that's been so torn by strife and war over the last number of years. They've made some steps now in the sporting world, and they're going to be playing Uruguay in the semifinal, and I think they may have a chance to go to the final. And what a story that would be.
Yeah, well, it's tremendous, you know, that win over South Korea, and great for Iraqi football. On a related note to Uruguay, you might have heard that Diego Forlan is scheduled to sign for Toronto FC in the next couple of days and could be eligible to play in a game this weekend. So that is certainly a player of quality that would certainly help Toronto FC get off the bottom of the table. But that has just been released, and he's just signing the papers as we speak.
Well, that's interesting, because earlier today there was a news item that said Uruguayan international Diego Forlan has rejected reports he is scheduled to join MLS side Toronto FC, and he insists he wants to stay at Inter until after the 2014 World Cup.
Well, it's not been, say, on TFC Stadium, but I've heard it from good sources that is, in fact, the case. It's been on all the news channels today in Toronto. So we'll wait and see, you know, because as we know, and with what's happening around the world with transfers, it's hard to keep pace on who's signing for who, isn't it?
And certainly, there was some big news today. The all-time leading scorer for Spain, David Villa, is going to be going to Atletico Madrid. And looks like Edison Cavani was going to be signed by PSG. Certainly not good news for Manchester City or for Chelsea. They were both after the quote-unquote other Uruguayan. Who's, mm-hmm. You know, both those guys are just, Forlan and Cavani are just a handful for any team to play against. But it's going to be... Yeah. It's going to be a crazy transfer when I think anything could really happen. And then the big rumor is all of a sudden Barcelona is possibly going to make a bid for Wayne Rooney. And mm-hmm. that would send shockwaves, I think, throughout. You can imagine having Messi, Neymar, and Wayne Rooney on the same team.
Yeah.
They may challenge Chelsea. Who knows?
That is
interesting. No, I don't know
my
if it's going to happen.
I think he's going to stay with Manchester United, but who knows, given all the things that are happening at the present time.
Money talks, you know. Well, Mario Gomez, who went out of favor with Bayern Munich, with Lewandowski, the Serbian player from Bayern Munich. Gomez is going to be going to Fiorentina, it looks like. So another player joining the Serie A. And so, again, this is going to be happening all month, Dick, where we're going to be having breaking news throughout the show, possibly. Maybe we'll get a signing right during our broadcast. You just don't know.
It's great. And as I say, getting back to the under-20, the other semi-final, France against Ghana. Ghana, again, getting to the later stages of an age group tournament in FIFA. And this French team, who had a relatively easy route, beating the surprising Uzbekistan team in the semi, you know, and now going into the semis. And Ghana, of course, 4-3 extra time against Chile. So it's been really exciting for all those fans who are in Turkey for the under-20 FIFA World Championship.
I know Mr. Frank Godoy is very happy that his black satellites are in the semifinal.
Exactly. Frank will be delighted.
I know that he's, of course, he's a former member of FIFA. Frank Godoy, the legendary player from the Rochester Lancers, former member of the Ghanaian national team, played in the Olympics for Ghana. And, you know, he certainly follows and loves his black stars and the black satellites, as the youth team is called. But
yeah, great player, Frank, and great coach.
It's going to be, the semifinals are Wednesday. You can watch it on ESPNU here in the United States, and then the finals will be this weekend. And, of course, the Gold Cup will be going on for the next couple of weeks, and we'll see what happens with that. It's going to be an exciting tournament.
Lots of things happening, Andrew, and that's great. So I look forward to chatting to you next week and see how this amazing week finishes, because we've had two shockers in the Gold Cup. Are we going to get some more shocks happening before the end of the week? We shall see.
And if Diego Forlan does sign for Toronto and plays this weekend, we'll certainly want to get a report on that.
Yep.
Okay, well,
we
thanks
shall
so much.
See. But anyway, good chat to you guys, as always.
We'll talk to you again next week, Dick.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick only here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, where we cover local soccer, national soccer, and international soccer. Speaking of local soccer, we'll switch over to that. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Rhinos midfielder, native of Webster, Rochester's Mike Reedy, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Western New York Flash finished their important 4-match road trip this weekend. The Flash visit the Seattle Reign on Thursday for a 10 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and then face Alex Morgan and the Portland Thorns on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the matches online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium on Sunday, July 21st, as they host first-place Sky Blue FC with kickoff at 1:30 p.m. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos return to Salem Stadium this Friday night at 7:35 for a critical match against the undefeated Richmond Kickers. Come celebrate Christmas in July at the stadium on Friday. There will be Christmas decor, a Christmas cookie eating contest, and pictures with Santa. Bring a toy to donate to the children of the Hillside Family of Agencies and receive a $5 ticket to the match. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Sirianni has the rest of the show off. He'll be back next Monday. Joining us right now, local product out of Webster Thomas High School and doing his thing now for the Rochester Rhinos. Happy to be joined by Mike Reedy. Mike's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos in action this Friday, 7:35 kickoff against the undefeated Richmond Kickers. It's Christmas in July, so come and celebrate with the whole family. Santa will be there, and maybe you can give the Rhinos a win as a special Christmas, early Christmas present this year, and some wins for the rest of the season, making the playoffs. 454-KICK is the number to call for tickets, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Good evening, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. This is Andrew Battisti here, and I want to congratulate you, first of all, on a great start for your first professional season. And tell us what it was like for you to sign with the Rhinos, a team that you grew up following here locally for all those years in your youth and in high school, et cetera.
I mean, it's a great feeling. I, you know, wanted to sign a professional contract for pretty much my entire life. Since I started playing soccer, it's always been my dream. So, you know, and to have that happen with the team that I've been watching since I was a little kid and the, you know, city that I grew up in, it's pretty amazing and it's pretty special.
Was it a bit surreal for you to say, you know, put on the jersey for the first time and it's like, hey, I'm wearing the same colors as, you know, Lennon Steenkamp and Craig Demon and Doug Miller and, you know, Onandi Lowe, I'll throw that name out there, former Jamaican international. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It really actually kind of hit me the other night. We did we were honoring the 1999 Open Cup championship team. And so a lot of those guys came back to Salem Stadium and were at the game. And I was able to see those guys and, well, seeing them in person kind of put it in perspective that, you know, I'm, you know, playing on the same team that they were on. And, you know, we're at a different field now, a different place, but it's the same team. And it's just a fantastic feeling.
And how old were you when in 1999 when the Rhinos won the Open Cup?
I was 8 years old.
Wow. So you were following the team back then, probably listening to the broadcasts and watching the final on ESPN that night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I followed the Rhinos. Me and my family, we had season tickets. So, I mean, I grew up watching them for a long, long time.
Now, you were drafted by Sporting Kansas City in the MLS draft. What happened when you went to Kansas City for the tryouts and then the camp, and what made you decide to come back to Rochester?
Well, yeah, I was with Kansas City for about a month during their preseason, and we went to Arizona, then to Florida, and they were going back to Kansas City, and essentially I just didn't make their final roster cut. And so at that point I was still in college. I was still in my spring semester, so I had I was kind of doing my schoolwork online and stuff, so I actually went back to school. And at that point, Jesse Myers was the coach, and he was, you know, very accommodating and helped me out, and I was able to go to Colgate and finish my degree while also signing with the Rhinos. So it ended up working out really well.
It certainly has. I'm sure the fans are very happy to see local products on the field. Yourself and Josh Faga both play here in Rochester for Webster Thomas and McQuaid, respectively. So what have you learned from the pros that are on the Rhinos roster? I mean, obviously, Troy Roberts played with David Beckham in Los Angeles. Christian East played in the Bundesliga. What's that been like for you?
Oh, man, it's been great. You know, there's a lot of guys on the team who are a little bit older and have a lot of professional experience, whether it be MLS or overseas. And, you know, they take time to, you know, sit and talk with me about certain things, about the play on the field. And, you know, they have some really good insight and some really good advice. And so I just, you know, listen, and I've learned so much my first year. And, you know, it's been really great having these guys help me out.
Here with Mike Reedy of the Rochester Rhinos, local product out of Webster Thomas High School here in Rochester. And on the front page of the Rhinos website, Mike, you're right there on the front, and the headline says Rhinos rookie Mike. Whoops, it just switched to the next. these automatic news items that flip through websites sometimes drive you nuts. Rhinos rookie Mike Reedy wreaked havoc on the Charlotte Eagles back four before Andrew Hoxie and Tam McManus found goals in the last 4 minutes to earn a point against fourth place Charlotte. So I know it was a great comeback, but I know that J.C. Banks made a comment that it wasn't enough. We need the wins because obviously, you know, we're fighting for a playoff spot, and the Rhinos have never missed the playoffs in 17 years. But that streak's in jeopardy right now. So what do you guys? What was the thoughts after the match, and what are you guys doing to prepare for Richmond, a team that has not lost this season?
Yeah, I mean, JC is right. You know, when we need 3 points at this point, and, you know, although it was great to come back from two down and score two goals in the final 10 minutes, because, you know, it shows a lot of character, and it shows a lot of heart, and it shows a lot of different things. But, you know, he's right. It's, we need a win, and we're playing Richmond Friday night, and they're undefeated. And, you know, we just have to, you know, get ourselves back together, focus. We had a great training session this morning. You know, it was really good. The guys are just, you know, playing really hard. We know what we have on Friday night, and just continue training this week and, you know, really focus and go out on Friday night and get the win.
Well, it's Christmas in July on Friday night at Salem Stadium, so, you know, if Santa's there, maybe that will be the catalyst to help the Rhinos get 3 points against the Richmond Kickers. Of course, hopefully Richmond won't come out in their red jerseys. It might confuse things for Santa. But anyway, yeah. I wish you guys the best of luck on Friday, and we'll see you there. 7:35 kickoff, and get down there early, fans, because it's going to be a big crowd for Fourth of July. Yeah. And also for Christmas in July. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Mike Reedy here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on the Rochester Rhinos. Again, the undefeated Richmond Kickers trying to do a Juventus and go undefeated during the USL Pro season. They'll be in town. The Rhinos look to break that streak. 7:35 kickoff. You got to be there. Salem Stadium, 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. When we come back, we'll be going out to Seattle, Washington to speak with Mexican international Veronica Perez from the Western New York Flash. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash finished their important four-match road trip this weekend. The Flash visit the Seattle Reign on Thursday for a 10 p.m. Eastern kickoff and then face Alex Morgan and the Portland Thorns on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the matches online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium on Sunday, July 21st as they host first-place Sky Blue FC with kickoff at 1:30 p.m. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460
60 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best. The Rochester Rhinos return to Salem Stadium this Friday night at 7:35 for a critical match against the undefeated Richmond Kickers. Come celebrate Christmas in July at the stadium on Friday. There will be Christmas decor, a Christmas cookie eating contest, and pictures with Santa. Bring a toy to donate to the children of the Hillside Family of Agencies and receive a $5 ticket to the match. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here. Joe Saran will be back with us next week. And will the show be without Perry Como talking about Seattle? And that's where the Western New York Flash are right now. They just arrived in Seattle preparing for this Thursday's match against against Hope Solo. I'm jumping the gun here. Hope Solo, Megan Rapinoe in the Seattle Reign. That'll be 10 o'clock. And then Sunday, it's the Portland Thorns with Alex Morgan and Christine Sinclair, former Flash players. 5 p.m. kickoff for that one. And joining us now from the left coast is Mexican international Veronica Perez of the Flash, and Veronica's appearance brought to you by the Flash. The Flash's next home match will be Sunday, the 21st of July, 1:30 kickoff against first place Sky Blue FC. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Veronica, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Oh, and you guys have a nice safe trip into Seattle?
Yeah, it was nice. All went well. Good weather, so we're happy to be here.
Definitely. We're glad you guys are in there safely. And this is sort of a homecoming for you. You've spent a lot of time up in Washington State attending the University of Washington and playing for the Seattle Sounders FC W League team last year. So you're very familiar with this area, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been up here for like the past 6 years, so I'm pretty comfortable. I have a lot of family and friends up here.
I'm sure they're all going to be attending the match on Thursday night when you guys take on the Seattle Reign. Now, the match is at Starfire, which is where you guys played as the Sounders women played as well. So you're familiar with that facility, correct?
Yeah, we played there all last season. So I'm pretty used to it.
So it's going to be an exciting match. I know that with Megan Rapinoe back in the lineup for the Seattle Reign, they've been playing very well as of late, so certainly will be a tough match. It's on turf, but it certainly won't be as hot, I hope, as it was in Kansas City yesterday. I watched that match on NWSL Soccer, and I think both teams seemed like they were dragging. It was very, very hot, about 95-degree air temperature, which translated to probably 110 in the field. So what were you guys doing to try to get through that 90 minutes? Obviously, there were no goals scored, but what was the state of the players during and after that match?
Well, I think during the game, we were trying to let the ball do a lot of the work because it was so hot that, you know, we were getting pretty tired, especially running around the field. So we were just trying to keep possession, keep the ball moving. That was helping us out, especially in the second half. But we definitely felt the conditions after the game. Our feet were pretty hot, like from the turf. We all jumped in ice baths afterwards. It was really hot out there. But, you know, coming away with a 0-0 tie on the road wasn't a bad result.
Certainly was. I know that, unfortunately, the Flash lost their winning streak against Chicago, and the offense is struggling a little bit right now. Have been not scored in the last couple of games. What do you guys think you'll be making some adjustments to play against Seattle? And what maybe are the defenses sort of changing their strategy against the Flash, maybe trying to concentrate on Abby and keep Marker out of the game? What's been going on there?
Yeah, I think every team we play, they're always going to have an eye out for Abby and, you know, have a person on her pretty tight throughout the whole game. I think we just need to go back to our possession style, moving the ball from side to side, keeping it. And then, you know, we can be a little bit more patient in our attack and trying to string more passes together to create goals. So I think going into Seattle, we're going to try to focus on that, like keeping the ball on the ground, but also trying to find Abby in the box because, I mean, she's a huge target for us, and she can score goals, you know, if we find her in there.
We're with Veronica Perez of the Western New York Flash. The Flash in action for two matches this weekend, Thursday night in Seattle, 10 p.m. kickoff, and then Portland on Sunday, 5 p.m. kickoff. Those are both Eastern time, of course. And for Seattle, I mean, obviously, Veronica, you have the task to beat Hope Solo, which is tough for any team to try to score goals against her. So I know that you guys will be trying to get the result, but, you know, knowing that, you've got Portland coming up on Sunday. 16,000 people, and rumors are that the Thorns may have Tobin Heath in the lineup on Sunday to add to Alex Morgan and Christine Sinclair. So that may really be that's going to be a challenge for you guys, especially coming off the match against Seattle.
Yeah, definitely. I think every game is going to be a challenge, but with those type of players coming in, they might have some, like, new energy because having a new player brings that to a team. But I think we're going to, like, recover after our Seattle game. Well, first of all, we're not thinking about the Portland game yet. We have to concentrate on Seattle. So we're going to try to get a good result after Seattle and then think about Portland.
That's a good attitude. And, by the way, the Thorns also picked up defender Casey Ramirez in the last couple hours, actually. It's been some news about that from Portland. But I know you guys have been on this long road trip. What has it been like for you on being away from home for such a long period of time?
I mean, it hasn't been too bad. I think we have a good group of we have a good team. We have a good group of players The attitude is great. You know, we're just going with the flow. It's always hard traveling so long away from home. We would like to be in our own stadium, on our own training field, but I think we've adapted pretty well, and we're just trying to take care of our bodies, and you know, we really need to get a good result on Thursday.
That's right, and the Flash stand in fourth place, just 3 points, actually, out of a tie for second. Portland stands in second, FC Kansas City third. So it's two big matches, and finally you guys will come home on the 21st and take on first place at Sky Blue FC. We're all looking forward to seeing that match. It's a 1:30 kickoff. So, Veronica, give you guys the best of luck for this weekend. We'll certainly be watching it online, and we look forward to seeing you in not too long a time, maybe a couple weeks' time, against Sky Blue FC. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. We pretty appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Veronica Perez from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, the Flash online. You can watch the match, nwslsoccer.com. They'll have the official link for the match. It's a 10 p.m. kickoff, so get yourself settled in, have your dinner, maybe watch a little TV or get outside, and then come home and watch Alex I keep saying Alex Morgan because I'm looking forward to Sunday's match, but it's Hope Solo, Megan Rapinoe, two of the big stars from our national team against the Flash. Then Sunday, Alex Morgan and Christine Sinclair, former Flash players, and possibly joined by Tobin Heath, another U.S. international. Flash's first match against the Portland Thorns. It's going to be a great atmosphere. 16,000 fans. That's a 5 p.m. kickoff. Again, you go to nwslsoccer.com to get that information. And the Flash and the Rhinos will be action again this Friday at 7:35. The Richmond Kickers, who are undefeated in 15 matches, looking to set a new standard for USL Pro. And this will be coming up 7:35, Christmas in July. You got to be there with your family. Thanks to Veronica Perez, Mike Cipolla from the Flash, Mike Reedy from the Rhinos, Greg Stan from the Rhinos setting that up, Dick Howard, and, of course, Joe Sirianni. He'll be back next week. And Michael Lewis will also be back next week as he's covering the Gold Cup right now at Red Bull Arena. Also, thanks, of course, to Bob D'Angelo and Joe Lasky down at WISL for helping us out with tonight's broadcast. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. This is Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.